I think the Bible can help us. It has quite a lot to say about hope. As it's nearly Christmas, Ruthie, is there anything you're especially hoping to get?
Yeah, an elephant.
An elephant?
Yeah, I really want an elephant. I put it on my Christmas list and I'm hoping I will get it.
Well, that's an unusual present idea. I mean, it's pretty big. But Ruthie, do you think you'll definitely get an elephant?
Well, I don't think so. My Uncle Bernard, he says you can hope for things, but sometimes you can get disappointed. Like last year, he hoped that Auntie Maureen would come for lunch, but she didn't. And he was a bit sad about that.
Yeah, I can imagine that was hard. So you can hope for things and sometimes they don't happen.
Yeah. Can the Bible help us, Will, to understand what kind of hope we're looking for? When the Bible talks about hope and Christmas, what does it mean?
I think I can, Ruthie. Shall I try to explain a bit?
Yes, please, if you don't mind. I want to listen very carefully, so I'm just going to have a little lie down, put my feet up and let the blood rush to my head so that my brain is working properly and I can concentrate on what you have to say.
Sure, Ruthie. Whatever helps. Thanks. Well, I completely understand why you might be feeling a bit confused on this one. Because when I think of the word hope, I also think of things... It's a good look, Ruthie. It's a good look. I also think of things that might happen. I'm sure we've all used the word hope in place of the word maybe. Like when I used to ask Kat if she was free at the weekend to come with me to the forest, watch some cars going through mud, rallying in the rain, she'd say, oh, I really hope so. No sarcasm there at all. Or maybe if you ask a friend if they're free to meet up later and they say, well, hopefully, but I'm not sure. It doesn't really fill you with confidence, does it? But of course, hoping for things can sometimes be great as well. Perhaps we're hoping for a particularly impressive Christmas present like Ruthie and a request for an elephant. Or perhaps we might hope for that new job we went for. The surprise of hoping something good might happen can be exciting. Looking forward to something, the anticipation of hoping for something great that might happen to us. But then what if all that hope comes to nothing? What if we spent a long time hoping for something that never actually comes? A bit like Ruthie was talking about with her uncle, hoping that he would see Auntie Maureen for lunch, and he was disappointed about that. And I'm sure we can all know what disappointment feels like when we've hoped for something and it just hasn't worked out. But actually, when God talks about hope in the Bible, his version of the word means something completely different. Who here wonders whether daylight will come in the morning? Okay, it might be a bit grim, it might be a bit rainy, but we know that behind the clouds, it's going to get light. The sun is going to be there, whether cloudy or not. And who hopes that gravity keeps working? Do we stay awake at night, worried that if suddenly it stops working, we might end up in the ceiling when we wake up? Well, thankfully, I don't think so. You see, some things are as much of a certainty to us as they can possibly be. We don't have to think about these things. And you know, that's exactly what God means when he talks about hope in the Bible. The hope that God offers us is not a maybe or a perhaps. It's not something that just sounds great, but we don't actually know if it's going to happen or not. God's version of hope is slightly different. And here's a clue. It's way, way better. So God offers us a hope that's not a maybe, it's a promise. The promise of hope that's exactly the reason we're all in this building today, to remember and to celebrate. You see, when God sent his son Jesus to live amongst us, he wasn't just sending a person. He was sending a certain hope in the person of Jesus. He was making a way for us, his creation, to be in relationship with God. It was God's way of showing just how much he loved the world by sending his only son so that we could, with confidence, have a personal, loving relationship with God for ourselves. And like we were talking about earlier, there's loads that the Bible has to say about this. And I think this is one of the best bits that tells us about God's version of hope. In Psalm 62, it says, "Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress, and I will not be shaken." So those words, truly he is my rock, fortress, I won't be shaken, they're not really maybe words, are they? And one of the last things that Jesus said to his friends, his disciples, before he left this world was, I will be with you even until the end of the age. So as we were talking about earlier, sometimes when we hope for things, we can feel let down. Sometimes the people who we hoped would be there for us weren't. And sometimes the things we hoped would happen, the way we thought our lives would go, didn't work out the way we thought they would or hoped they would. And especially in these times, it can be really easy to feel alone and wonder if God is there and if he hears us. But through what God did by sending his son Jesus, we can be encouraged that God is there and he does hear us. God is an ever-present help in times of trouble. So, Ruthie, oh, you've woken up, yeah. So God's hope is most definitely different and most definitely better. When we put our hope in his unfailing love, he will not let us down. God's hope is like looking forward to his victory. It will happen, like the sunrise or sunset or even Christmas Day itself. Jesus didn't say, I hope to be with you, or perhaps I'll be with you. He says, I will be with you until the end of the age.
Wow, that's amazing. So God's hope is really certain, not like my elephant and Auntie Maureen. We can trust God to always be with us.
That's some good listening, Ruthie. That's exactly right.
But Will, this hope you've been talking about, is it here? I mean, where is it? I've looked everywhere this week, Will. I have some photos of me hunting for hope. Shall we have a look?
Oh, yes, please, Ruthie.
So if you put the first slide on. Oh, I started with church. I heard Lisa talk about hope last Sunday, so I started here. And then I thought that my teacher, Mrs. Poinsettia, she's very clever. So on the next slide, Will, you can see I went to playgroup to see if my teacher knew where hope was.
Good plan, Ruthie.
I know, I'm very clever, Will. But she didn't know where hope was. So then I thought about the kings and the gifts they brought, and one of them brought gold. So on the next slide, you can see where I went to the jewellers. Yeah, to see if hope was there, but they weren't. So I thought about the angels coming when Jesus was born, and so on the next slide, you can see me looking into the sky where the angels were to see if hope was there.
Well, but you didn't find hope?
No. So then I thought about the shepherds. So if you look at the next slide, I went to the fields to see if hope was there, but I didn't find them. And on the next slide, you'll see I found a tractor and a sleigh. Oh, it's so exciting and so much fun, but I didn't find hope in them either. And then the last slide shows the last place I went, to the town council buildings. I wondered if the town council could help me. I took Tim with me, as I thought that he might help. Can you see we've had a bit of a row, Will, on that picture? Tim's on one side and I'm on the other because he wouldn't go in and ask for me and I got a bit cross. But we didn't find hope either there. We're friends now, though, me and Tim.
Well, I'm glad to hear it, Ruthie. I mean, wow, you really did try hard, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, but I wonder if you've been looking in the wrong place.
Well, I wasn't looking in the right places, was I? Otherwise, I'd have found it.
Scripted sarcasm, it's the best, isn't it? Yeah. I'll tell you what. Why don't you have another little listen,
yeah,
and I'll try and explain where hope is.
Okay. Yes, please. I mean, I have been trying very hard to work it out. I'll have a little rest.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah, I think you need it after all that work you did. Is everything okay with you?
I'm fine, Will. Fine.
Them old limbs are okay. Good. Okay. Well, you know, I'm not so sure that hope is over there. Ruthie did some really great searching. It's like she almost covered all the bases, except I think she might be missing one thing that's really important. So we've been thinking about how the hope that comes from God is something that we can rely on and something that we can, with confidence, look forward to. The love of God shown to us in the person of Jesus is the hope in whom we can trust. But what would that mean for us if it were miles away? What would it mean if it were tucked away somewhere so secret that it was almost impossible to find? Well, another thing that might surprise you is that this amazing hope is much closer than you might think. And I'm going to have a quick search around here with my super duper new gadget, as I've got a feeling it could be right under our noses. If we could have the lights out, please. Thank you. Kids, feel free to shout if you can spot it anywhere. What? What? Ooh, ooh. We can see he's had their teeth whitened now, can't we? Yeah. What? Oh. It's right here. Well spotted, kids. What? Did you see it? Did you see it? Yeah, yeah, well done. Okay, excellent.
Wow, that was amazing, Will. I mean, I've never thought you were cool before, but do right now.
Miracles do happen. So check it out, Ruthie. His hope has been here with us all along. I'm sorry to say you just weren't looking in the right places.
Well, you're right, Will, for once. Maybe you can tell us a bit more. I had a few too many mince pies, so I'm going to have one last rest while you finish explaining.
Yeah, sounds good, Ruthie. Thank you. Okay, so actually, in the very first bit of the Bible called Genesis, we hear that Jesus was always with God right from the start of everything. The hope that we're celebrating this Christmas has always been here. And sometimes it can be the case where we're so busy looking for things in the world that might bring us the answers, only to find that they're not what we thought they were. And actually, they can let us down. Sometimes the answer can be right before our eyes. We just have to be looking in the right place. The world doesn't always recognize Jesus and the amazing hope that he brings. But the incredible truths in the Bible can help us to understand how to find him. While Ruthie was out and about looking everywhere for hope, it turns out it was here all along. And although the word might have been shown up on this wall, hope is not contained to these four walls. No, hope doesn't live in a church building that we can come and visit once or twice a week. It's much, much better than that. God's hope is here because his power dwells within us as we invite his spirit to live in our lives. His spirit comes to live within us and we can experience hope every day of our lives. We sometimes sing a song in church called Living Hope, and that sums it up perfectly. Jesus is the living hope that we can all experience in our lives. And it all started when Jesus came down to earth as a baby so that he could be amongst us, his people, and offer relationship with us between people and their creator through the ultimate act of love by giving his life for us. So yes, this is all about God making the first move. In 1 John 4:19, we hear the amazing words, "We love because he first loved us." How amazing is that? Before any of us came to be, God made the first move to love his people by sending hope to the world so that we can have this incredible hope living inside us. All we need to do is to accept him for ourselves. Remember that verse we heard earlier? This isn't just about something that happened over 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem, miles and miles away. Jesus promised that he would be with us until the very end of the age, walking alongside us and being that source of daily hope that we need to live our lives in fullness for him, no matter what challenges we might be facing. I think that's a pretty amazing thing for us to celebrate. What do you think, Ruthie?
Well, that really helps, Will. So when we say hope is here, we mean that God's hope, which is certain and not a maybe like my elephant, is something that is here for the taking for each one of us.
Absolutely. And whether we've been in the church for our whole lives or whether it's the first time today, God offers us this hope.
And what that's amazing is that God made the first move.
Yeah, that's exactly what Christmas is. God making the move towards us.
And God isn't distant. He's right here. Hope was right here. It was waiting to be found. It's what the Christmas story was all about. Hope came to us and hope was already here before I even started looking. So if people need hope, Will, they can find it in Jesus. That's amazing. Hope for everyone. I'm really sorry, but I can't stay any longer because I need to tell my friends they're all out looking for hope and I've got to kind of go and explain about it. Anyway, I'm going to eat one more chocolate coin first and then I'll go and find them. Bye, everyone.
Bye, Ruthie.